Welcome to this special Pain Relief World Summit teleclass, releasing the limiting beliefs that keep you stuck in pain and in your life. This is part three of the four-part series, and we are back with the incredible Margaret Lynch from MargaretMLynch.com. Welcome, Margaret.
Welcome to you, Jessica.
Well, we've been tackling some pretty big beliefs, things that I'm sure many, many people can relate to. And now we're covering something that is related to migraines and headaches. But as we mentioned before, even if someone doesn't have migraines or headaches, getting rid of these beliefs can really make a big difference. So the belief is, I am thinking and thinking, but there is no solution. A lot of people that have, you know, headaches or can't even sleep at night definitely can relate to this. So tell us more about this belief.
Yeah, this is why I'm just loving this teleclass series, because we're getting to such really cool things, you know, the beliefs in the kind of the ways of being and operating in our lives and how that relates to the pain we're experiencing. So with headaches and migraines, there's two aspects. There's the I don't really want to feel everything that I would have to feel right now if I really dealt with this. So we come up into our head and we spin and spin and spin. And so we're having lots and lots and lots of thoughts about it, but it feels like there's no solution. So if you could imagine, a headache or a migraine is very much like you've got a volcano of emotion going on. Often in relation to something that's really specifically up in your life, some issue or some wall that you keep hitting. So you have this kind of volcano, and in the top of your head, you've got a stopper. You've got like a plug on the top of your head. So that energy that wants to naturally move up and out is all stuck at your head. That's kind of the visual of what headaches and migraines are about, you know, and it's, I find it's helpful for people really to just understand that, you know, to start by understanding that energy is like stuck at your head. That makes sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. Now, people who are suffering from migraines and headaches, do you find that it's easy for them to realize what emotion is stuck, or does it take some, you know, searching and digging around?
Yeah, what we'll do is a little searching and digging around today, because what our mind is doing, our mind is, you know, associated with up in our head, right? And often people say, like, my head is pounding, I feel pressure on my head, right? And so what our mind is doing is it's working overtime to not deal with something, to not feel something, because there's already sort of been a decision or that there's no solution, or I've tried one or two things and there's no solution. So it's kind of like a lot of energy swirling around the head to try not to feel this, to try not to deal with it, to try not to process it through.
Okay, so it's not just the emotion, it's the avoidance of the emotion.
Yeah, and that's why it's stuck up in the head, because your mind is using this energy to sort of try to hold all this, you know, in an unreleased state. So literally the pressure, the pounding, it's really does mimic what's going on.
Now, the people that I know who've had migraines, you know, they didn't always have migraines. There was a certain time in their life when they started, either, you know, when they were in college or a bit older. Does it help to gain clarity on exactly when it started?
Yeah, sometimes we can look at when it started and go, you know, the question we always ask with tapping, right? Well, what was going on at that time? What was happening in your life? What big tumultuous thing or thing that felt like a big block in your life that you couldn't do anything about? What was going on there that made you feel, you know, sort of really stuck or really conflicted, or that you just couldn't get a resolution to it? So what was going on there? And often that can start the pattern, because once we've practiced once that this is the way my body operates when this situation happens, we're more likely to have the same thing happen. It's kind of like the first time you have an allergy response to something, your nervous system just practiced it once, and you're more likely to respond the same way the next time. So it could have started the trend of, wow, this is the way my body, my nervous system, my energy system responds to this kind of a stimulus in a situation.
Okay. And you mentioned that, you know, we can do some digging and searching. So what's the best way for us to gain clarity on what the emotion might be?
Well, first I want to say that if you don't have a headache right now and you're listening, then what I want you to do is, while we're talking, is kind of close your eyes and imagine yourself the last time you had a really bad headache or migraine. And so picture yourself there, just like you're watching yourself in a movie, because if you don't have a migraine or a headache right now, we want it to be still very effective for the times that you do. So tuning into or like watching a movie of yourself the last time you had a migraine or a really bad headache, we can really simulate the experience and get to the same, you know, uncover the same issues. Okay. So whether you're seeing yourself in your little movie or you're feeling it right now, What I want you to do is to think about this question, okay? There's something going on in my life that I don't want to deal with. There's some aspect of my life that I don't want to feel. I don't want to feel everything I would have to feel if I really let myself feel it. So being up in our head, which is the energy of a headache, means I don't want to be down in my body because I don't want to feel this. So I just want you to tune into that something, and I'm just going to call it this thing in my life, and we'll start out with a tapping round, just sort of voicing, I don't really want to feel this. And that's... strangely enough, just by voicing, I don't want to feel this, I don't want to be in my body, will take a big step of letting us come down into our body. Now, if we never let ourselves feel it, we can't process and move the energy of it. And what we've often done is decided our mind has short-circuited that whole process and said, I can't do anything about it, there's really no solution at all, and so why even feel it? I'm not even going to go there. So instead of letting the natural process go through, we sort of short-circuit it all and put a cork in the top.
Right.
And I know a lot of people say, like, oh my God, I do feel like there's a cork in the top of my head.
Now, what about someone who's a little bit nervous because they feel like the cork has been put there for a reason because they are having trouble or they're scared of facing those emotions?
Yeah, what I would say is the process is baby steps, like I always say. We're not going to try to bring somebody intensely into their emotion so that it's overwhelming. But the belief is that if I go into that emotion, it'll be so overwhelming, something really bad's going to happen. I won't be able to handle it, right? And so we're not learning how to process and move that energy. And what we're being overwhelmed by is the pain that's being caused by not allowing that natural process. So we're going to, you know, we're going to handle it in a way that lets you take baby steps and feel safe. We're going to stay a little bit distant from it at first. And know that you can always, you know, stop the recording and rewind and tap a little bit more if you start feeling overwhelmed or intense.
Okay.
If you know, if the migraine pain and headache pain sort of outweigh the fear of going in there, then it's going to be a place you're willing to go. If not, then, you know, wait another year, wait another couple of years, and then decide, now am I ready to deal with the headache pain and the migraine pain, you know, or do I want to stay in this state? It's really your decision, right? It's like, which one's worse? Because my body is making the pain really bad of the stopper in the top of my head.
Right. That makes sense.
You're right. You know, it is. It takes courage. Any healing work takes courage, and it's always your choice.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to call it this thing in my life, and that's the thing that you've identified that you really don't want to deal with. So I want you to imagine that you could take this thing in my life and you could sort of make it into some kind of a dark blob and put it out maybe 10 feet from you. So we're just going to use our imaginations to imagine this thing in my life, whatever it is, situation, person, emotional thing, just make it into like a physical object, like a blob, maybe your mind will paint you a picture of an interesting shape, and just kind of put it out 10 feet from you so that it's over there, okay? The beauty of our imagination. Okay, and we're just going to start tapping right through the point, starting with eyebrow point.
Okay.
I have this thing in my life.
I have this thing in my life.
And I want to keep it way over there.
And I want to keep it way over there.
Inside of the eye. I don't want to feel it.
I don't want to feel it.
Under the eye. It's too big and scary.
It's too big and scary.
Under the nose. Feeling it would be stupid.
Feeling it would be stupid.
Chin point. It would probably overwhelm me.
It would probably overwhelm me.
Collarbone point. I might feel too much fear or despair.
I might feel too much fear or despair.
Under the arm. I might feel too much anger or sadness.
I might feel too much anger or sadness.
Top of the head. I might feel helpless.
I might feel helpless.
Eyebrow point. Because I don't think there's a solution.
Because I don't think there's a solution.
Side of the eye. And I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it.
And I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it.
Under the eye. Sometimes my thoughts race about it.
Sometimes my thoughts race about it.
Under the nose. There's no real solution.
There's no real solution.
Chin point. So why would I want to feel it all?
So why would I want to feel it all?
Collarbone point. I can see it from way over here.
I can see it from way over here.
Under the arm. But I don't want to feel it and be overwhelmed by it.
But I don't want to feel it and be overwhelmed by it.
Top of the head. It's too much.
It's too much.
Eyebrow point. It's too upsetting.
It's too upsetting.
Side of the eye. It's just too sad.
It's just too sad.
Under the eye. Why would I want to feel all this?
Why would I want to feel all this?
Under the nose. I'm going to keep it separate.
I'm going to keep it separate.
Confined in a box.
Confined in a box.
Chin point. I'll think about it intellectually.
I'll think about it intellectually.
Collarbone point. I'll think about it a lot.
I'll think about it a lot.
Under the arm. But I don't want to feel it.
But I don't want to feel it.
Top of the head. Sometimes my head's spinning.
Sometimes my head is spinning.
My thoughts race.
My thoughts race.
Under eyebrow point. About random things.
About random things.
Out of the eye. About things I'm worrying about.
About things I'm worrying about.
Under the eye. About insignificant things.
About insignificant things.
Under the nose. And that all keeps me distracted.
And that all keeps me distracted.
Chin point. From really dealing with this.
From really dealing with this.
Collarbone point. No wonder my head gets hot and pounding.
No wonder my head gets hot and pounding.
Under the arm. No wonder the pain gets sharp.
No wonder the pain gets sharp.
Top of the head. I really don't want to feel this.
I really don't want to feel this.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay.
I just wanted to mention that this is something that we don't just have to use with migraines, but for anything. I mean, that concept of looking at something far away and then being able to, it's a very soft and easy way to address things for those who get a little bit nervous about tackling something by themselves.
Yeah, and anytime you feel sort of numb, or anytime you feel like I'm tapping and I don't feel anything, you can use this exact same tapping round. I don't really want to feel this, even though you might not be tuning into a specific thing in your life. Just saying the words, I really don't want to feel this, which is kind of like saying, I don't really want to be in my body. I want to be spinning up in my head, will immediately put you more present and in your body. Okay, so I want everyone to just notice how it's feeling inside their body. They might feel a little more in their body and picture this object again. Sometimes it'll look a little closer and it'll often look lighter, smaller, not as scary, not as intense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want you to guess if you were to step 3 or 4 feet closer to this thing in your life, this blob that we've made it, what would you guess the feelings would be? Okay, and so for everyone, guess on those feelings. Even if you feel like, I don't know, which we often feel when we're really decided to dissociate from it, it's okay. Guess. What would you guess you would feel if you got closer to dealing with or letting yourself feel this thing that feels impossible in your life, this unsolvable problem? Okay, just guess. And note that when we do the next round of tapping, you can substitute more of that word really specifically. Okay, and I'll use a lot of different words.
Okay, I love that, just guess, because that helps us relieve the pressure of trying to get the right answer and get it right.
And you know, Jessica, I have to say, it's an old hypnosis trick. If there's any people who have hypnosis in their background, they know that trick. When you say, ask somebody a question and they say, I don't know, and you say, I know you don't know, but if you did know or you just guessed, what would it be? And they, boom, give you the answer.
Right.
We always say that. If I know you don't know, but if you did know, what would you say? And they go, sadness. Okay, or I like to say, just guess, rage, okay. And it's always the answer that we need, strangely enough. Okay, and so just tapping through the points again, starting with eyebrow point.
Okay.
It feels a little calmer.
It feels a little calmer.
Side of the eye. But if I were to get closer to it.
But if I were to get closer to it.
Under the eye. I would feel a lot of emotion.
I would feel a lot of emotion.
Under the nose, painful emotion.
Painful emotion.
Scary emotion.
Scary emotion.
Pinpoint. I might feel overwhelmed with sadness.
I might feel overwhelmed with sadness.
Collarbone point. I might feel overwhelmed with fear.
I might feel overwhelmed with fear.
Maybe even terror.
Maybe even terror.
Under the arm. I might feel frustration.
I might feel frustration.
Because I've tried and I've tried.
Because I've tried and I've tried.
And nothing ever changes.
And nothing ever changes.
Top of the head. Frustration is so painful.
Frustration is so painful.
And infuriating.
And infuriating.
Eyebrow point. I don't want to feel that.
I don't want to feel that.
Side of the eye. But I honor that I probably would.
But I honor that I probably would.
Under the eye. So I'm going to safely release.
So I'm going to safely release.
And relieve.
And relieve.
Some of these intense feelings.
Some of these intense feelings.
Chin point. Like I'm opening a valve.
Like I'm opening a valve.
Collarbone point. On the top of my head.
On the top of my head.
And letting this thing in my life.
And letting this thing in my life.
And under the arm. Just blow off some pressure.
Just blow off some pressure.
Top of the head. I can see it or imagine it.
I can see it or imagine it.
Eyebrow point. Streams of sadness and frustration.
Streams of sadness and frustration.
Side of the eye. Streams of fear and panic.
Streams of fear and panic.
Under the eye. Just moving like energy.
Just moving like energy.
Under the nose. It is just energy.
It is just energy.
Collarbone point. Just letting it release.
Just letting it release.
Like I could exhale it.
Like I could exhale it.
Collarbone point. They're my feelings and I honor them.
They're my feelings and I honor them.
Under the arm. I've been keeping them under a tight lid.
I've been keeping them under a tight lid.
And I know that's not good for me.
And I know that's not good for me.
Top of the head, kind of like a pressure cooker.
Kind of like a pressure cooker.
Eyebrow point, I'm letting some of this go.
I'm letting some of this go.
Side of the eye, I'm letting out some of this energy under the eye, and it gets smaller and easier to handle.
And it gets smaller and easier to handle.
Under the nose. It doesn't mean I solved everything.
It doesn't mean I solved everything.
Chin point. But I'm way more resilient.
But I'm way more resilient.
I'm way more resourceful.
I'm way more resourceful.
Collarbone point. When I don't have a pressure cooker on my head.
When I don't have a pressure cooker on my head.
Under the arm. Just letting some of this energy move up and out the top of my head.
Letting this energy move up and out the top of my head.
And top of the head. While I stay grounded in my feet.
While I stay grounded in my feet.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm in my body.
I'm in my body.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. And so, you know, as we said, we're using this process of sort of projecting out this issue to sort of reduce some of the intensity of it without feeling overwhelmed by it.
Absolutely. And do you find that when people begin to do this visualization of you know, letting the energy go, that they get specific memories and you know, people start running different thoughts in their head? What should they do with that?
Yeah, what you might start to feel is just like in the last class with letting go of control, you might feel right now a rush of racing thoughts. Okay, and what that is energetically is, I started to go down into my body and feel some of these feelings, and my mind came in and said, "Oh no, you didn't," and it starts to spin our energy right back up into our head where it feels more safe with a lot of thinking. Okay, people say, I got kind of distracted and I started thinking about something. It's like that's your go-to coping mechanism, is going up into your head and distracting or dissociating from what it is that you don't want to feel. And that's okay. It's just really, really fabulous to be aware of that so you can tap again and say, okay, you know, just like, you know, when people have learned to meditate, and when you see thoughts coming in, you go, oh, I'm thinking again. I'm just going to let those thoughts go. It's very similar when you are trying to do any kind of healing work, because the mind is really just a block in this scenario. It blocks you from what you're really feeling. It blocks you from the energy moving. It blocks you from being able to deal with your life in a way that's new and fresh, as opposed to the rerun of the past. It's never going to work. This has happened to me before, etc. So if you feel yourself kind of getting this resistance from your mind, whether it feels like fear, which is when the mind kind of spins, then just keep tapping. And you know, Eckhart Tolle teaches, if you can observe a little bit, right? Wow, this is my mind. It's racing. This is a part of me that races in my head to keep me distracted. It's okay. Then often we'll start to come back down into our body again. Now, during the tapping, I said, and I'm going to stay down here and notice my feet. When you can come into your body, you'll notice your feet and your legs. If you can actually feel a, like, tingling in your feet and legs as I'd say that, hey, you're down in your body.
Oh, okay.
Right, which is going to relieve some of that pressure up in your head. Okay, when you're down in your body, you can let the energy move. Right. In the healing channel, what they teach us in the energy world is that the healing channel goes up. Energy moves up and out through the system. Right. Like with tapping, we say, you know, I have this fear. I love and accept it. So we bring it down from the up from the lower self, which is where fear is, up into our heart and up into our voice. And we say, I love and accept myself, and I'm open to releasing it. Energy moving up and out. Okay. Versus being stopped at the top of your head.
Right. That makes sense. And when someone is dealing with constant headaches and constant migraines and they begin to do this process, how often should they do this?
Yeah, you know, this is very different than if you just were to use tapping in a traditional way, to tap on the symptoms and try to, quote unquote, get rid of your headache. You know, if you look at the headache as a message from your body about the way you operate around these issues in your life, then you can tap on the symptom, which is a great thing to do, the pain, and you'll get some relief. But I think it's when you go to this belief, which is really a way of operating in your life and really voice, you know, there's something I don't want to deal with. I don't want to move this energy. I don't really want to feel this. And use this idea of opening up the valve on the top of your head and letting some of that energy, that pressure cooker, out. It's really, really helpful in addition to tapping specifically on the type of pain, the quality of pain, many things we've learned in the Pain Relief World Summit.
Right. And you know, we've said it before that even if you don't have headaches, you know, or the specific pain that we're covering in a class, this type of tapping is really beneficial. And I can imagine that when we're talking about heads, we're talking about pressure, that this could also relate to stomach cramps and pressure and, you know, tightness in the chest, anywhere in your body where you feel like you're really holding something in.
Yeah, and you know where it's particularly effective is for people who have anxiety attacks or panic attacks. Because it's the same, it's a similar thing. It's when you have a panic attack, you're rushing up out of your body into your head. That's why people sort of feel strange and out of control and sort of like dizzy, right? And so it's a very fast rushing up out of your body, spinning in your head, almost like, I got to get out, I got to get out, I got to get out. And so panic and fear is the same thing. It's, I don't want to be down in my body right now. I don't want to be down in my feelings. So it will work great for that in addition.
I love that. Well, Margaret, as we wrap up here, do you have any last piece of advice, something that you hope that people remember between this class and the next?
Yeah, when you do tapping like this and you start to deal, you know, maybe move some of the energy and the emotion of what's in your life, I want to suggest to you that you don't have all the answers, that there isn't one or two or three ways this could go. There's an infinite number of ways that this thing in your life could be resolved in a miraculous, unexpected, beautiful way. So when you do this tapping and you start to feel a little calmer about it, open yourself up. Having a headache or a migraine means also energetically there's no other solutions. So open yourself up to, I really don't know how this could resolve, but I'm open to the infinite number of ways it could resolve. And that will be, you know, that's really the great place, the place you want to step to after you do some of the work on the fear of not feeling it is, I feel a little calmer. And now I'm just going to be open to, there's actually an infinite number of ways, and I'm going to be open to those showing up, to a miracle happening, to being supported. And that right there will make you feel a whole lot better and more hopeful.
Ooh, I love that. Infinite possibilities. Well, Margaret, thank you so much for this class and for all that you've done. I mean, you really are incredible. And I hope that people visit you and check out all the great things that you do at margaretmlynch.com. I'm really looking forward to next week.
Thanks, Jess.